Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now from today, children aged between 2 and 12 will be eligible for the free nasal spray flu vaccine rolled out as part of the HSE's winter vaccination programme. And we know that just last month, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, briefed Cabinet that high levels of RSV, COVID and flu are expected to be circulating in the community this winter. So where can you get the vaccine? What do you need to know about the flu? I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Aparna Keegan, who is consultant in public health medicine at the HSE National Immunisation Office. Good morning. You're very welcome.
Morning.
Thank you for being with us today. We'll start with the basics. Will you tell us who exactly is eligible for the free nasal flu vaccine?
Sure. So all children aged 2 to 12 can get the free nasal flu vaccine from the HSC, and all children at risk aged 13 to 17 can also get the flu vaccine as well.
So those with pre-existing conditions who are over the age of 12?
Absolutely.
So where can they get it?
So you can get it at a participating GPs and pharmacies, and if you go to hse.ie/flu, you'll be able to find a nearest pharmacy offering the flu vaccine for you as well. Mm-hmm. And this year, we're also going to go to all senior infants in mainstream schools and offer the vaccine in school for these children. And we'll also be offering the vaccine to all children in primary age special schools as well.
Okay, so that's very handy for parents of children who are in senior infants and they want to get the vaccine. Why did you just choose to do the senior infants though?
So there are around 550,000 children across 3,000 primary age schools across Ireland. So that's quite a big logistical feat for us. So this year we're focusing on senior infants because they'll be, you know, the youngest children are highest risk of flu-related complications. But our ambition is over the next few years to increase it out to all children in primary schools.
So there'll be a rollout. So the likelihood is that we'll expand next year to other age groups. Is that
Absolutely.
What you're expecting?
Absolutely. But this year, you know, if your child isn't being offered the vaccine in school, they can get it at the participating GP and pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about flu then and the risk to children.
Yeah. So flu is a serious illness. So last year, children under the age of 15, around 1,200 children were admitted into hospital with flu. So it's really important that parents recognise that, you know, it's important for them to get the nasal flu vaccine. It's a safe and effective vaccine. And also, it's also pain-free as well. So it's really important that parents avail of this offer this flu season.
And the problem with children as well is it's hard to keep reminding them, and you're not with them all the time, to wash the hands and you know, be invested in hygiene. So are they more likely to spread the flu?
Yes, absolutely. So children spread the flu for longer, so for 10 or more days, compared to adults where they spend it for 6 days. So, and the other thing is the youngest children, you say, you know, are important transmitters of flu in the community as well. So, for example, you know, if they're being cared for an older relative, so they can pass it on to them, or for someone, you know, who's a high risk, for example, pregnant women who are their teachers, or someone with underlying health conditions as well. So mm-hmm. It's really important that, you know, we vaccinate children to protect them as well from the consequences of flu, but also to protect those around them as well.
The problem though that you have is that the uptake has been very low when it comes to this nasal vaccine.
Absolutely. So for the last two seasons, the uptake has been around 15 to 16%, and we need it to be much higher. So that's why this reason we're actually rolling it out in schools, because we know that when we offer the vaccine to parents in school, the uptake tends to be much higher.
Do you think that is why people aren't getting it, because they have to go either to the GP or the pharmacy to get it?
So I think access is one of the critical parts, and that's the reason why we're going into schools this year to enable better access. But the other reason is that people don't think that flu is a serious illness. So there, another key message for people this year is that to educate parents that, you know, flu can be quite serious for children, especially those with underlying health conditions. So as I said, you know, last year over 1,200 children were admitted into hospital with flu under the age of 15, and around 94% of them weren't vaccinated. So it's really important that parents recognise, you know, there is a free vaccine that's available and that's safe, effective and pain-free as well. Mm. So it's really important that, you know, they avail of this offer early in the season.
So if you decide to go to a pharmacy to get this vaccine, do you have to make an appointment there, or how does it work?
So it depends on pharmacy to pharmacy. So if you go to hse.ie/flu, you'll be able to find a local pharmacy and actually just get in touch with them. Some of them have an online booking system. Some of them you might be able to walk in, but some of them you might need to call and make an appointment as well, so you'll be able to find out from your pharmacy.
A listener asks, are children aged between 13 and 17 eligible for the free nasal flu vaccine if they live with someone who's at risk from an underlying condition?
Yes, they are. So any carers or young carers or household contacts of people who are living at those at increased risk, for example, they have diabetes or asthma, you're able to get the flu vaccine as well.
Do you have any indication how serious the flu might be this year and how widespread it might be?
So that's a really difficult question, Claire. I suppose each year it changes. So last year what we saw an earliest peak in the flu vaccine, you know, flu virus circulation. So what we say week 51, so just before the end of the year, we saw a peak rising. So that's why we're saying actually this year, make sure you get the flu vaccine early, because we don't want to wait till, you know, flu starting to circulate, because it takes about 2 weeks after you get the flu vaccine to be protected from it.
And it's adapted, isn't it, each year to deal with the various variants that come along?
Absolutely. So the flu that's circulating each season changes. So the WHO make recommendations about what would be best included in the flu vaccine. So that's why you need a flu vaccine every season to best protect you.
And how long is the flu season? How long does it go on for?
So it can go on all the way until, you know, early in January, February, March even. But this particular flu vaccine will only be available until the end of this year, primarily. So it's really important that you get the nasal flu vaccine before the end of this year. But the injectable flu vaccine will be available for longer.
Is the nasal version more effective than the injectable version?
For children, it is more effective. It tends to protect them, you know, it tends to provide a better, you know, immunity against the flu for the children itself than the injectable one.
Why is that?
Because it tends to mimic the natural infection. So you can't get flu from this vaccine, but because it's a live attenuated, meaning it's a weakened version, so it tends to mimic the natural infection. So it produces a better response for children in that age group.
Do they get sick afterwards if that happens, that they might have chills or sort of mild flu symptoms?
So they might get some mild symptoms, you know, for example, a blocked nose, they might get a bit of a headache, bit of a muscle pain, they might get a slight temperature as well afterwards. But usually these are mild and resolve and get better by themselves after the flu vaccine.
And if parents of the over 12s decide to have their children vaccinated against flu, is that a jab or a nasal vaccination?
So if you're in the eligible cohort, so for example, your child is in the at-risk cohort, they can get the free nasal flu vaccine as well with the HSC programme.
Okay, and what about adults? What adults are you advising to get vaccinated against flu?
So all adults aged 65 and over, all health and care workers, people with underlying health conditions, pregnant women, we're advising all of them to get the free flu vaccine this season as well. So that's again available at your GP and pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And if you go to hse.ie/flu, you'll be able to find out more information.
I mentioned there that the minister had warned about RSV, about COVID and about flu. And it's difficult for people to know which one to be more concerned about. What do you have to say about that? Like, how do you know you have flu as opposed to the other two?
So some of the symptoms of flu, I always tell this to people, that if you've had flu, you'll know it. You know, you have quite a sudden onset of symptoms in terms of you'll feel there's a high temperature, you'll have muscle aches, pain, you'll feel generally quite unwell with the flu itself. And sometimes it is difficult to actually set those symptoms apart from RSV and COVID-19 as well.
Yeah.
So what I'd say is go have a look at hse.ie and there'll be more information on, you know, what the different symptoms are. But what I always advise parents is, you know, if you're worried about anything, speak to a trusted healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. You'll know your child. If you're very worried about them, make sure you talk to
them. I know there are those antigen tests now that claim to be able to identify which one of the three that you have.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be able to comment on, you know, the particulars of those tests. But what I'd say is, you know, go to hse.ie to get more information on what you should be doing in those instances.
OK, so that's the nasal flu vaccine, which is available from today for those children aged between 2 and 12 and the other eligible cohorts. Aparna, thank you very much for coming
thank
in
you.
And joining us this morning. Dr. Aparna Keegan, consultant in public health medicine at the HSE National Immunisation Office. Now, coming up next, something completely different. We're going to be talking about the music of George Michael.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.